I know there's been some circulating around town, and I'm sorry to tell you that it's true. Your boy Alex Wasabi is officially off the market. Yup. Yup. Because I got my beautiful, amazing, no longer formerly known as Priyance, fiance! Look at that ring! Look at that ring! Look at that thing!
You've
look
been
at that
off
thing.
The market. No, you've been off the market since 2022.
Officially, I have been off the market for years. But like now, it's like, damn, there's now. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, huh?
Locked in.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to Coldplay concerts. We're gonna hug. We're gonna kiss. It's gonna be amazing. I've been waiting. We haven't gone to a Coldplay concert because we're waiting till we're married to go.
That's diabolical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be so fun. But Alexis Lemire. Oh. Woo! Soon to be Alexis Lemire Burris. Woo! Soon to be Alexis Lemire Burris Wasabi. Miss Wasabi. Wow. The old Miss Wasabi. She had a unibrow, she had a giant birthmark on her face. She never changed her clothes.
It's Mrs. Wasabi.
Oh, I always miss that up.
It'll
so
be Mrs.
Mrs. Wasabi is married.
Mrs. is married, Miss is not.
And then what about widow? Is there a different one?
Widowed.
Oh, there's no Mrs. and then
it's just you're back to Miss. You're not married.
Oh, you
anymore.
Just go, oh dang, that's sad. That took a bad turn.
That took a really dark turn.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Where's Roy?
Roy is off taking some much needed R&R.
Yes, so. He is out of town right now. So the next, this podcast, I have brought my other half. And then the next podcast, I am having my little half on, my little brother. But today we're going to talk about us.
Yeah.
And what we done been doing.
That's crazy.
The video just came out yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Our song is out, Chance on Love.
Finally.
If you guys haven't heard Chance on Love, go listen to it, okay? Because look, this is how it goes. It goes, Chance on Love, Daisies, and K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack.
It's so good.
Golden, born the day. That sounds just like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you guys haven't heard Chance on Love. It's on all platforms. Go listen to it. Go watch the music video. Spoiler alert. I proposed at the end of it. Oh! Dang, I probably ruined that for some people.
Probably.
But we don't get too many views on here, so it's okay.
It's okay. I feel like that's crazy. I didn't mean to disagree. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
No, you agreed. You agreed. It's on camera.
I feel like, I will say, a lot of people are already big time speculating. I feel like everyone kind of already knows. So I think even still, if you quote unquote ruin it, they're still going to want to see how it happened.
Yeah. Everything's going according to plan.
Yeah. It's so funny though, because everybody's been like, what are you hiding, Alexis?
But first things first, let me show them that ring, girl. Ooh. Now, editors, insert that clip from the ring shopping video and JC's wedding where it's just the ring and then the 3D version so they can really see it. Yeah, look at that thing. It's right here. You see it? It's floating. Wow. No, it's down here. Yeah, there you go. Wow. Yup. Thank you, Jean Dussault, for hooking me up with the ring of rings, baby. Mm. Yeah.
It really is the ring of rings.
You guys, everything is going according to plan. She had no idea I was going to propose. Her parents had no idea I was going to ask. Her parents also had no idea I was going to propose. So then I told them it was going to be a month away. It was actually like a few days after I asked them. And so everybody's just been surprised, surprise, surprise. The audience, I'm sure you guys are slightly upset, but I think your happiness for us has overpowered the upsetness because I keep lying and I keep saying this video is coming out, this video, the Lex Lex music video is coming out, but then it's not. It's the asking the dad. And then I said, no, for real though. Next week, Saturday, it's coming out. And then I put a surprise lyric video on Wednesday and I teased the proposal and then it didn't come out that Saturday either. I'm sorry, guys. I just thought it'd be cool. It'd be
mean.
Like a bunch of mini surprises. It's going according to plan. I've planned, you know, I've been calling it my 8-video series, but 3 videos are out if you don't count the lyric video, which would be 4. And I still have 7 to 8 other videos. So I miscounted a lot. But I do want to make a after the series. I don't know when the series is going to end because I just love and I love us and I keep making videos about us. But I do want to do a sit down talk and be like, this is my life.
You're going to say, this is real.
Yeah, that's what I should have done that.
You should have done
See?
That.
See, yeah. She just makes me better. Now, next time, I am going to do that, but I'm probably going to forget. And she's going to be like, hey, you should have done this. I'm like,
and then you're going to say, I'll do it next time and then not do it.
Yeah.
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 It's a vicious cycle.
But okay, let's talk about the music video. So,
okay.
Oh, you haven't even seen it yet.
No.
I haven't even seen it yet. We're going to see it for, no, I haven't. It's not, I mean, I won't have it until next week. But you can't watch it. We got to react to it on Saturday. On Saturday at twitchtv.tv/OxysHobby, we're going to react to it.
Boo!
I'm not going to watch it either. I'll just let Leo edit it, and then we can be surprised together on Saturday.
Okay.
Okay.
Next week.
Not really,
not
though,
this,
Leo.
Not this week. Next week. Hey!
I got to make sure
Liar!
It's good! I got to make sure it's good!
He's been lying to me.
No, but on Twitch, we can lie to the world.
Not me wanting to say he's been lying to me, chat!
On Twitch, we can lie to the world and be like, oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Liar!
Yeah! No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's YouTube. It's YouTube. It's YouTube.
YouTube.
The proposal. So you really had no idea.
No clue.
Really?
No clue.
Not even a little hint?
No.
So in Yosemite, when we went to Yosemite, yeah. And I flew your parents out here, and I got a giant wander facility or like play location.
Yeah.
It didn't even pass around. Like, maybe.
I thought maybe you'd ask for their permission.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, when is he going to do it? Because I'm never like away from them.
Yeah.
But
so clingy. She's always with me all the time because of my request, huh?
With my parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I figured you might, but I just didn't know. I didn't know when you were going to do it. I to be honest with you, I thought you were going to do it ask for permission.
Yeah.
From my dad when you guys went to play golf. I was like, "Oh, maybe somehow he's going to incorporate it when he goes and plays golf."
So you didn't think at the end of Yosemite, you were like, maybe he did, because you wouldn't know.
I thought maybe. I was like, maybe he did. I don't know when he would have done it, but I was like, maybe. Maybe there's a chance. I had a feeling that you might have been asking for permission, but I wasn't 100%, but also I didn't think the proposal was going to come anywhere close to when it did. I thought you were maybe going to propose at the end of the year or early next year.
Yeah, that's what I was telling people. That's what I was telling you. I told people, give me a year. And I knew it was like in a week.
That's crazy.
Well, I was planning for 2 months, this whole video series that's coming out and the proposal and the asking the dad and the making of the songs and then keeping it a secret that I made a secret song and then making a song with you.
Yeah.
Everything's going according to plan, but I've had to shift because you had to, I was going to ask them at your birthday when we go back to Boston, but then you had to go back at the beginning of May.
I know.
And your birthday's at the end of May. I was like, oh.
That was a really sad time too.
It was really sad.
I'm sure that was hard for you too, because you were like thinking about something that was so exciting and so happy, but I was like not in a good space mentally. And then you couldn't come home with me and I wasn't sure why, but I understood and I was like, I get it. You have things to do. Like, it's fine. It's so last minute. But I was definitely bummed out.
Yeah.
I was definitely super bummed out. But, I mean, obviously, I had no clue. I had no clue what was to come or what you were going through. I just thought you were just, like, stressed. And
the like, all that happening and the tragedy and everything, it's all family stuff. When that happened, I was like, oh, I kicked it into another gear I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're gonna bump it up a notch and make this proposal even better. And then Wander happened. And then thank you, Wander, shout out to Wander. And then they didn't even know what they did. They don't even know how they dropped into my life exactly when I needed them to. And they were,
I know.
Like, how else was I going to get your parents to see your parents again?
I don't know. And like, what are the odds too that like, we landed on a place that like my dad was like, this is like a bucket list place for me.
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds we land up? Because if it was some random spot,
yeah,
I feel like they would have been like, no, it's okay. But we said Yosemite. My dad was like, oh my gosh, I've been dying. Like, it's one of my bucket list places. Like, I really want to go.
And I didn't understand that until we went. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yosemite was gorgeous.
It was
so cool. And then it was also cool because we loved watching Solo Leveling. And we finally got to see El Cap.
Yeah.
El Capitan the Mountain in like its glory.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to see like right up front, close and personal, and it was huge.
It was cool.
It was so cool.
The waterfalls are cool.
Yeah.
And then just like Just jogging there was cool.
Yeah, it was just, it was such like a gorgeous area.
And squirrels drinking from water fountains. I was like, what?
And it was so funny because we got to the cabin and we were like, oh, there's no TVs.
Yeah.
And it ended up being
so boring.
Such a smart idea.
I'm sorry. That's not, I thought that's where you were going. I was like, you know, we say the same sentence. It was so fun. It was good. We didn't even play board games. We just talked the whole time.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of board games.
Yeah. We did actually just sit, talk, eat. And then at night when it got dark enough, we would go outside and stargaze. And we saw
the craziest.
Oh, there was two things.
What?
Well, so we saw for the first time that we can see,
satellites.
The satellites.
Yeah, we found out.
We thought they were shooting stars at first. We were like, those have to be shooting stars. But they were going at a really steady pace and they weren't planes.
Yeah.
They were too high to be planes. And so we did some research and it turns out that there's how many?
There's thousands.
Like 20,000 or something crazy.
There's something like that. Well, I think there's 12,000 active ones and 20,000 if you include the non-active ones that are just stuck up there.
That just are literally in the sky and just moving around. And you could see it so clearly because the skies are just so open and clear.
If you want to know if it's a satellite or not, it's dimmer than a plane. It's dimmer than a star, but it's moving across the sky and it's moving in a straight line.
Yeah.
So if that's happening, then it's a shooting star if it doesn't fade away. And it's not a light on the satellite. It's not a light on the satellite that is shining. It's the sun reflecting off of the satellite. And that's what we see. That's why it's dimmer and it's moving like straight line. It's like, oh.
You said it's a shooting star. That's a satellite.
Yeah.
A shooting star is like it's quick, it's fast, and it fades and it goes.
It's like a split second. Like,
yeah.
Can't even make a wish on
that. We saw something even crazier.
Yeah.
And we were the only two to see it. Nobody else saw it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it.
And we were
it.
All sitting there.
But they were
out
facing.
There too. We were facing this way, they were facing that way.
Why were we facing that direction and
I
they
don't
weren't?
Know. I don't know. I think we were just trying to cover all this.
I think Roy and Ronette were coming outside. Yeah. I think my parents might have been talking to them, so they were like facing this way, and you and I were still looking forward. And we just see this like I don't know what
it
was.
It's the brightest shooting star. It looked like a freaking
comet. It looked like it was a comet. Like it was on fire. And it seemed like it was like entering our, what's it called?
Atmosphere.
Our atmosphere. I think it was a comet.
I think it was too.
It like was flying and
it was huge.
On fire. It was massive. And then it just disappeared behind the mountain and we never saw it again.
Well, I think it disappeared right before it went behind the mountain. I saw it fade out.
Oh, really?
So, but
it was huge.
It's a regular shooting star. It's like, pew! This one was like, pew!
But it was huge and it was on fire.
It was, huge.
It was bright and
it
like
was on
blazing.
Fire!
Yeah.
You know what we haven't seen? Or at least you haven't seen? What? My butthole. She cannot see it because
it's so annoying.
Early in our relationship, I realized she's seen every piece of my body except for my butthole. And when I realized that, I was like, "Ooh, we're gonna keep some mystery in our relationship, and we're gonna wait till we're married."
It's so not fair, though.
We're close, though. Like, I don't think anybody's ever seen my butthole except for me, and that was only once with one eye. I didn't even open both eyes. Yeah, I was like, I didn't want it to feel like inadequate because I have two eyes and he only has one.
Oh.
So I kept it with one.
Oh.
And we stayed.
Did you have a staring contest?
We were connected. Yeah.
Oh.
I had to squat over a mirror on the floor to see.
Did he threaten you?
I don't know, I speak butthole, so I don't know.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
We were a butthole.
So that's the only part of my body you haven't seen, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to look at it again. It's been a few years. I don't know if he's evolved or changed or what happened, but why do you even want to see?
Because you've seen everything and I haven't.
Well, we were thinking about doing like a small family, like, only wedding and then a friend's wedding. And I think we should wait till the second wedding to show you. I think we should. It's the bigger celebration.
First wedding. That's the official.
It's the bigger
wedding.
Celebration.
We are officially husband and wife. I will see it that night.
That's a lot of pressure.
I will see it that
what
night.
What if right after I do, I just.
What? What do you mean?
Like on the altar. Like I do.
On the altar?
And then I show you.
Then you're going to show a lot of other people.
No, they're going to see my face and they're going to see a big smile. But you can see back there.
And how is your dangling not going to be hanging out?
Damn. Huh?
How's your dangling not going to be hanging out?
Because I'm going to, you know, I could get it sewn in. You know those old timey like Tom Sawyer, like Oliver Twist button pants where you just unbutton the back?
I put that in my tux. Because I'm young.
I'm cradle robber and she's a grave digger.
It's true.
She called me a cradle robber and I was like, yeah, well, that makes you a grave digger. And she was like, oh, and then Ronnie's like, me too, Aaron, I'm a grave digger too.
I've heard that term before, but he
I've
said
never
it.
Heard that before.
You've never heard it before?
I didn't even know that. I thought we made it up.
No. Oh, no, so that's like a very common term.
A grave digger. When you date somebody older?
Yeah.
What?
Let me see. Or if you're a woman, it's the opposite. If you're the woman and you're older, you're a cougar. And then if you're the woman and you're younger going for someone older, you're a grave digger. And then if you're dating someone wildly younger than you as a male, you're a cradle robber.
Okay, so grave robber.
Yeah. Oh, grave robber. That makes more sense.
Yep, you're a grave robber.
Yeah.
And I am a cradle robber. Yep. That's mm-hmm. weird. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's weird. You know, we were talking yesterday and she said, dang, she's always just looking at a ring and she's like, dang, you're stuck with me forever.
I said, how does it feel?
How does it feel being stuck with me forever? And I said, I don't perceive it as stuck. I prefer voluntarily imprisonment. Voluntary imprisonment is what I see us as. And she was like, what? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, so much better.
I volunteered. I'm doing it out of my own free will. Mm-hmm. My own free will. Mm-hmm. Are you? What are you then? You're just stuck with me? Stuck sounds worse than voluntary imprisonment.
Imprisonment is crazy.
But voluntary, you're missing the first part.
What do I consider myself?
Yeah.
Married.
What? You said stuck. What sounds better? Stuck or voluntary imprisonment? Let us know in the comments below. Yeah.
Get your man.
What did you think about the Toronto trip?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
It was surprisingly fun. I haven't been to Canada in forever.
I wish we were there longer. I will say the travel time was kind of a lot.
We could have stayed longer, but...
Yeah, I feel like we should have. It's just, we had no time to really, because we still had to get used to the time difference, mm-hmm. so we were exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like, if we were waking up at 10 a.m., mm-hmm. that's 7 a.m. our time, so it was just kind of hard, and then we did a lot of traveling. We were getting up at, the morning we left. We got mm-hmm. up at 3 a.m.
It's because we had to go to Disney. If we didn't have to go to Disney, we probably could have stayed until, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if my back started hurting, and then I had to ride the flight back because of the basketball game?
Yeah, that's true.
And it didn't start hurting until a couple days after.
I thought it started hurting on the flight a little bit. No?
Not really. It was after Disney, which exacerbated it, but maybe it was going to hurt anyways after Disney. So things happen for
Yeah, Toronto, it was fun. I was sad though because I had to leave my ring because I was like, I just know I'm either going to lose it or get snapped in a bunch of photos and it's not out yet. So I was kind of bummed because I wanted to wear it, but I couldn't. So I was a little sad about that.
Yeah, but that's going to be a fun video when you see it come out because I was playing against Jeremy Lin, right? I'm playing basketball in a celebrity Asian charity basketball, Asian Roots Collective, ARC Hoops. And Jeremy was probably playing at 10% of his full power.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I dribbled the ball up half court and he got in front of me. And I was like, oh, this is the moment. I was like, oh, he's on me right now. It's only me and him. Everybody else is down the court already. And I was like, why is he pressing me at half court? I was like, all right, it's on, Mr. Lin. So I'm dribbling. He's getting closer. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's stepping up closer. Like, oh, I fake to the left. I fake to the right. He goes for the right one. And I'm like, oh, and then I faint to the left or fake to the left. Juke him. And then he goes left and I go around him. And I'm like, I know you was at 10%, but I beat Jeremy Lin at 10%. And then I was
wait, you gotta wait for Roy because Roy has his own stories too. You guys got to talk about it together.
We already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. By the time this comes out, we already talked about Toronto and stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
But he tumbled pretty hard.
He did tumble.
He used to do
this. He hurt himself.
Yeah. He used to do this thing when we were younger where he would just tumble, exaggerate it, and it would just be hilarious. Or he would just it just like go crazy when he like goes down to the floor, just keeps rolling across the court or something. And then so he was doing something like that. He went down and he just like flipped extra and he hurt his leg.
He did. It was red.
We're not rubber anymore. We're not little baby rubber kids.
We were a little concerned.
Yeah. So my back was hurting, his knee was hurting, his wrist was hurting, everything.
I was like, guys.
You know, I heard that I was getting massaged before the game stretched by this guy, and I was like, oh, did they invite you here to stretch players? And he's like, no, I was just sitting in the crowd. And no, he was really there. He was there to stretch the players. I promise.
That's my cue. No. That's crazy.
He was there to stretch players, and he was like, oh, how old are you? I was like, oh, I'm 35. Like, my back hurts. Like, playing basketball. Like, I haven't played in forever. And then he was like, dude, you know, your 40s is where you start feeling great. And I was like, what? Really? I was like, everybody says that, but what? Really? And he's like, no, it's true. And I said, why? And he said, because in your 20s, you're going hard. You're at your peak, like, human specimen. You're like, this is probably the best you're going to feel, strongest, like you're the smartest up until that point. And you're just like going hard and you can like play basketball. You can sprain your ankle, keep playing basketball. You can like get tackled, get up, keep playing. And then in your 30s, you are stuck in that mentality that you can do what you were doing in your 20s. So then you keep doing that. And then in your 30s, you just keep getting hurt. You keep getting injured. You keep getting hurt. And then you learn from that. And then in your 40s, you learn to maintain, recover, you know your limits, you know what you can do, so you never hurt yourself. You're a master of your body, you have understood that you're not 20 anymore, and you just feel better. So in your 40s, everybody starts feeling better because you learn how to stretch, you learn how to recover, you learn how all this stuff. And I was like, whoa, that's so true. I am definitely doing stuff that I thought that I used to do in my 20s. I used to play basketball for like 5 hours. I used to sprain my ankle in the first game and continue playing for hours.
I will say I would like, when I did competitive cheer, I would sprain my ankle and be like, all right, ouch. And then I would just wrap it up, keep going, and be like, all right, let's continue practice. And it just was like, you know.
If I sprain my ankle in the first 5 seconds, I'm out.
Oh, you're out.
I'm just watching.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, sorry, guys, go ahead.
Can't do it. Yep.
Can't do it. I'm going to be playing horse on the side.
It's crazy.
Yep.
You can sleep on your neck wrong, and the next day you're like, oh. Yeah. It's horrible.
I drink a milkshake, my ass jiggles for a week.
All right.
You said yes. What'd you think about the proposal? You don't even remember it. You blacked out.
I blacked out.
You blacked out.
I super blacked out. It's funny because you guys will see in the video, you'll see the exact moment that I realized that it was happening. And from there on, like, I kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was a really weird sensation because in that moment, I really didn't see anyone else in the room except for you.
Yeah.
It was like, it was the weirdest thing. It was like my vision just blocked everything else out. Everything else around you was super blurry. And I was just laser focused on you. But also my mind was just like, it's like the weirdest thing to describe.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely blacked out, but I remembered the moment that it was happening and like everything just sort of like blurred out on the side. Yeah. And I just saw you and I was just like, oh.
Yeah, that happened to me too. And that's why so much planning went into it. And I had to make sure everything was good. And like my spatial awareness was like, okay, Matt's there, Roy's there, camera's there, second camera, Andrew's on that. Okay, he's vlogging. Okay, Leah. Okay, and then sound. Okay, and then Monette's here, so she can be surprised. And then, so all that's happening, and I had to like obsess over it and strategize because I knew once I started doing the speech, I was gonna do the same thing. I was gonna zone out. So I was like, I gotta make sure everything's going and everything's where it needs to be before. So I was so nervous.
I know.
And we sang the song 3 times and I told the team and everybody that knew, which is everybody except for Andrew, Monette, and Alexis. And I was like, guys, on the third one is where it's going to happen. And if you guys look at the footage, if there is any footage of Roy, he's just huge smile the whole time. The biggest
he's
smile.
Just sitting here with the camera. He's like, and then he every like, few seconds, he'd like reach into his pocket and like grab a nerd cluster and be like, no?
Yeah, and then
she
was like, he must really like this song.
I literally was like, I think Rory really likes this song because he's really happy to be here.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at Alex and being like, he's like really invested in this too. Like he's like with that camera and yeah. He was like so like.
And I was trying to make up reasons. I was like, oh yeah, he just hasn't filmed a video in a while because we used to do this back in the day. He's probably excited. I don't know. And then I even said something after the second take. I was like, damn, bro, your face is going to fall off with all that smiling. And he's like, and I think he got the hint like, hey man, like it's.
But I feel like he went.
Yeah, he just went right back to normal. Yeah, but I think he couldn't help it, but because he knew it was happening. But
yeah.
even when everybody knew the third take, even on the third take, we finished the second one, and then Roy was like, "All right, third take, right, guys? Third take. We're gonna. This is the third take. Hey, is this third take? You ready? Third take, everybody. Third take. Third
hindsight take. Really Big is smile. 2020 because like thinking back, I was like, they really were like third take."
Yeah, that's Roy.
Third take,
he
right?
was not subtle.
And then it was funny though because I had a moment with Matt where Matt was very meticulous about the way he wanted it shot. And I said, oh, well, if you wanted to just do the middle now, you can catch my coverage after. And he just goes, no,
we got to do your...
I was like, okay.
He said, we got to get your coverage like, on the proposal.
I was like, okay. I was just trying to make your life easier. But it was funny.
We needed him on that side. Yeah.
But no, but it was just so funny because it just wasn't even like a normal Matt response. Normally Matt would be like, no, it's okay. Like I'll just do it this way. He just goes, no. And I was like, okay.
And she was like, you sure? He said, no.
Thinking back now. And then Leo was also mute the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
He just wasn't as like, hey. And like,
he told me he was
going to
do that.
Yeah. I just go, hi. And he goes, hey.
He said, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to talk to you or Alexis, and I'm probably not going to make a lot of eye contact because I'm scared to give something away.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, just be on your laptop and act like you're working on something.
That was it.
And
hey.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
And then,
I remember thinking to myself, I was like, I should probably talk to Alex after and see if Leo's okay.
Yeah. But it was funny because so if we're sitting here like this and she's... We need the coverage on her for the proposal. Matt was filming on that side, then the middle, and then on third take, he was going to film on this side. And on the second take, she was trying to get him to, hey, do this side and then do the middle next. And then he's like, no. And then Andrew, he had no idea either. And I was like, hey, can you do a vertical of the video? And after the first two takes, which is like over a 3-minute song, so it's two times he already did it. He had his vlog camera going. He had everything. Third one, he didn't do anything. And I was like, or a second one, he put the camera down right away. After the song. And so the third one, I was like, damn, I don't want him to cut because I want the vertical version of it. So I was like, hey, just keep filming. Just like the celebrating. Oh, we did it. If we kiss or something. So just keep filming. And he's like, I already filmed two of them. I think it's good. And I was like, no, maybe something different will happen. Maybe something different will happen on this one.
It's
I don't
so
know.
Funny thinking back now because I didn't think anything of anything.
Yeah.
Like I really didn't. Until I look back now and I'm like, oh yeah, you guys were acting so weird.
Yeah.
And then you like getting on Andrew about like what to film.
Yeah.
I was like,
Andrew, just film it. Just and then I was like, you're not gonna vlog it? And he was like, no, I already got the coverage of the other ones. I was like, Andrew, just turn the vlog camera on, turn the phone on, just get it for me. And then he was like, but okay. my vlog camera might die.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll charge it later. I have an extra battery. And he was like, but Matt, can Matt film on that side? And Matt was like, no.
No.
I did.
It was funny. No, it was just funny Matt because it just wasn't a normal Matt response. I remember being like a little taken back. I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, damn, everybody's pissed today.
I was like, yo, I gotta get this.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it now, but at the time I was like.
Everybody was excited. When I like put together this team of Avengers, I was like, the team was me, Leo on the sound, Matt on the floating cam, Roy on the main cam, Brian Dow, the photographer. We had to sneak him in there. He pretended that he was with Matt to and they were going to go to a shoot after this. And that's why he just happened to tag along. And then he was like, hey, you guys mind if I take pictures just to like get my settings right? And we're like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
But also, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't even know he was a photographer. I had no idea. So I just was like, oh, whatever. And then I remember asking too, you guys were probably like, why is she asking so many questions? I was like, oh, what are you guys doing after this? Like, maybe we can like go grab lunch or something. And I just remember seeing the photographer and he just goes, I can't. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, we got to go after. And I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah. No worries. But I remember I made like, seeing his eyes got really wide for a second. And I was like, what is going on?
When I asked your parents for their blessing, we were on the way to the airport and we stopped and got food after. Yeah. And your mom asked me, she said, was there a point where you knew she was the one? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't ready for that because I was like, all this like planning and stuff. And then I was like, oh. And then I thought about it. And then I was like, and then I thought about it later. I don't remember what I said, but later I thought about it and I was like, I realized why I couldn't pick one point.
Why?
To why, I mean, when I knew. Because before we dated, we talked like on DM, like our whole friendship was pretty much platonically in DMs. And we just got along. We just vibed. And like, I would laugh at something. She posted. She would laugh at something. I posted, whatever. And we're talking. And then I always thought, if I ever get a chance with this girl, she is going to be the one. I know this. And it was scary. And I was like, oh, even when we were both single and we were going to go on our first date, I was like, oh my gosh, I just didn't know this was ever going to happen. And so I already had the idea that you were the one. And then everything in our relationship just confirm that idea. So there was never really one point. Hilda, if you're watching, this is my answer. There was never really one point where I knew she was the one. It was just our whole relationship was a confirmation of what I already thought before we even started dating.
That's crazy that you thought that even before we started dating.
Yeah. Don't get sappy. Gross.
That's kind of crazy though.
Yeah. Do you have one point where you're like, hot damn? That's my
I wasn't prepared for this question.
Yeah.
It was pretty. It was pretty early on. Actually, it was probably right around that time. I think what really sold it for me was just every single night that we spent together, we would just literally die laughing for like an hour, just sitting in bed, just dying laughing over literally the dumbest things. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, wow. I
am going to get so many wrinkles from this guy.
Yeah, truly. But also, like, I just had never, I want to cry a little bit. I just never thought it would be, like, that easy, that it should feel that easy. I just remember being in all my last relationships and thinking, like, there has to be a reason that it's so difficult or that, I just remember those relationships were just really, really hard mentally and emotionally. And I remember just thinking like, wow, this is what they mean when they say like it should be easy. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, we've had our issues and our trials and
only like in the beginning from leftover residual baggage and and
but scars. every couple has their things, right? Like we've had arguments and that's normal. Like you want that. But those are pretty far and few in between. Like we don't those like any like big blowout we've had is like very spread out.
I think most of the time, like you didn't trust me in the because it was still we're still in a relationship and you still like you're used to these patterns from these other guys.
Yeah.
So every time we fought, it's because you were assuming something or assuming like, hey, this is what happened in my last relationship and I was right. And then in mine, in ours, it's not right.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, I'm wrong. And
then, I definitely had a lot of trauma that we worked through. You had
like phantom feelings.
Yeah, it was just trauma. And I just was, especially in probably the first year, I just felt I was so just like ready for the other shoe to drop because I was like, it can't be this easy. It can't be this good. Like, there's just no way that he's just, like, this good.
A good boy. I'm a good boy.
I really didn't believe it. Like, I just was constantly, like, and it was kind of a really unhealthy state to be in because I felt like I kept almost wanting to catch him doing something because I'm like, there's just no way. There's no way that it's this good. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think it was, like, one of those nights where we were just, you know what I think it was?
Mm.
That night that you had made that first song. Our silly song.
Oh, we can't talk about that song.
We can't talk about that song.
It's very inappropriate.
But I remember just like, I was just cackling. I was in tears laughing.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking to myself like, in all my other relationships, I would be in tears for opposite reasons. Mm.
I remember making that song, just like, I didn't practice it. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna just make this silly song real quick. It was like four lines or something.
Yeah.
And then I remember saying it, and I remember feeling, as soon as it left my mouth, I was like, oh no, I don't know. Like, this is like, usually like I cater my humor to whoever I'm with. So if I if I'm with you long enough, then I learn what makes you laugh, and I alter my jokes or like my humor to fit that. And with this one, it was one of those ones where I wasn't sure if this was gonna land or not. And it was very just like out there. It was like, uh-oh, this is one you wouldn't say on camera. But I said it to her, and then there was a pause, like a 2 second pause for her to realize what I just said. And then I was in those 2 seconds, I was like, she's gonna think I'm crazy. She's gonna think I'm crazy. And then she starts crying and laughing. She's like, I can't believe you just said that. And I was like, oh, and no, we are never gonna tell you that joke.
We're never gonna tell you.
If you ever see me in person, maybe I'll tell you, but no, probably not.
No,
probably
not. That song is between us.
Well, it's like a close friend joke. Like, you would make it with your group of friends, but you would never want it to get out.
Anyways, I think that was like the moment that I just...
That song is what made you realize you love me? That inappropriate... That's the most inappropriate song I ever made in my life.
It's just every single night, we would just be dying laughing. And we're still like that.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, we were just dying laughing.
Yeah.
Every single night. And I just thought to myself, I was just like, oh, like this is what I could see myself having forever. Like, mm-hmm. someone who's just like really loves me and just like is just...
And makes songs for you.
Always wants to make me laugh and make me happy and make me smile. And yeah, I think that was... The moment for me.
I think my biggest problem in the relationship was she would get upset about something, and then I wouldn't recognize it as trauma or luggage or a baggage from other relationships or scars. I would be like, wow, she doesn't know me yet. Or, oh, she doesn't know me yet. Because like, if you know me, you know that I would never do what you think could be happening. And I was like, oh, she just doesn't know me yet. She doesn't know me yet. And then after a while, I was like, come on. Like, how do you not know me yet? Like, I that would never happen. That never even crossed my mind. That would, like, all this stuff. But now she does.
Yeah. I also think it wasn't that I didn't know you. It's just triggers. And a lot of the times, like, I really didn't even have control. It was just, it was like a trigger response. And I remember going to therapy just because I was like, I need to learn how to control these triggers, because it just really felt like at some times it was like really taking me over. Like, it would just kind of take over my life in some aspects. And I was like, regardless of the relationship, I don't want that for me. Like, that's something that I need to work through personally. And so I did. And I did a lot of work to just like help it, because it felt really overwhelming. And sometimes it was almost like I would get triggered and then snap out of it. And I would apologize like very soon after, be like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't even know where that came from or like where my mind was at. Sometimes it would just take something and run because that's what it knew. And it took a long time to break through that.
And it's weird because logic, usually like when you're in an argument and then you try to be like, hey, do you really think... So you think this happened. So I would have had to do this, do that, do this, do that, and then do this and be okay with that for all this to happen for what you think could have happened. And then usually like at first she's like, no. And then she thinks about that later and she's like, dang.
Yeah.
You're right. That is a lot. That like there's no way that that was your purpose. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think we got past that. We haven't even had a
trauma.
Big one.
Yeah.
What was the big one? We don't have to say it, but the big one was the Twitch thing. I think that's the last one, right?
Let's not say it.
No, we're not going to say it.
Can we just not, don't even say that on there.
Oh, there's no way they could put it together. For them to put that together, they have to do this and that. I don't know. You said yes. but I think we should go over just whatever you can remember of songs I've made for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any songs?
Okay, we have got 1, 2, 3. 3? 4.
Okay. I'm not a songwriter, just this one time.
Five.
You can think of 5? I can't even think of 2.
Wait. 6.
Six?
I think 6. I feel like I've thought of 7 before. That's including the 2.
The bad one.
No.
I mean the inappropriate one.
That is including that one, but it's also including the professional ones we just did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I feel like I'm missing one though.
Well, let's name them out. Let's list them out.
Okay, first inappropriate one.
Okay, we don't talk about that one.
The shower song.
What is the shower song?
Where could my towel be? Oh, where could it be?
And that is the song that we sing if one of us forget our towel in the shower.
Yep.
And if the other person's across the house, we just get louder and louder until they hear it. And then they come and bring a towel.
What's in bed? Watching bed.
That one is because we prefer to
I remember the other one.
We prefer to watch TV in bed. There's another tribe that likes to watch TV on couch. And then there's a minority tribe that likes to watch TV standing up. But we prefer...
It's very minority.
We prefer watching in bed.
We watch in bed.
We're in the watch in bed tribe.
Yep. I've remembered another one.
What?
So that's 7. Oh. So fourth one is... Good slumbo, good slumbo, good slumbo for you, good slumbo for me, good slumbo for Coda too.
That's our good night song. And one night I was trying to say good, have a good slumber, and I had to have a good slumbo on accident, and we just never stopped.
That's what started the lek-lek language.
Lek-lek is just everything with imbo after it.
Imbo. And then there's this one's like kind of one, but not necessarily one. It kind of is though. It needs more time.
It needs more time. That one is when the rice isn't done and somebody asked me to check on the rice. I check and then I turn around and say, it needs more time. Okay.
Okay, that's 5.
5.
Ever mind.
Evermind, that is the father asking blessing song.
Chance on Love.
Chance on Love.
That's 7 songs.
I feel like there's more.
There might be.
There might be.
Those are what I can remember right now.
Yeah. Dang, and that's in 3 years.
That's in 3 years.
So that's 7. If we
3.5 years almost.
I feel like there's probably 2 we forgot, so that's 3 every year you get a new song. Yeah, and do you think we have more songs or more nicknames?
That's hard.
I think nicknames.
Yeah.
I call her a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Appropriate things.
I told you recently the tattoo I want, right?
Scoundrel?
No.
B2?
No.
Polka dotted Puerto Rican salamander.
No. Oh.
What?
Darling.
Darling.
He calls me darling all the time. When I say all the time, I mean all the time.
I think it's mostly when we're by ourselves because a lot of people are like, I don't hear it.
Darling. Yeah. Where are you, darling? Yeah. In the house, darling.
If I don't know where she is, sometimes she's like not even in the house. She went to the store, she went on a walk, or she's in the garage, in the gym. And then I just walk around the house saying darling to nobody.
Darling. Oh, darling. That's what he does all day. So I wanted to get... there's 2 tattoos I want to get for you. Yeah. I want to get your initials.
Mm.
And then I want to get darling somewhere on me. I don't know where. But yeah, that's one of my favorite nicknames that you call me.
Darling.
Darling.
So how I ruined my life. We have the making of the Lex Lex song. We have the asking dad song. We have the ring shopping song or video. And then we have the Lex Lex music video. That's 5. And I'm pretty sure there's at least 5 to 7 more videos
that's
coming
so
out.
Many.
That's so many.
That's so many.
And they're already filmed. They're just being edited.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more coming out, guys. Don't even worry about it. There's also merch for Chance on Love as well.
Yeah.
And Evermind.
So I really like
it. Either of those songs. Both the merches are dope. You don't even have to know that it's a song. It's just dope. So yeah.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting last couple of months. We've just had a lot going on, but it's been like a lot of fun. Even, I mean, he's been stressed. I didn't know what was going on. So it's been fun for me because I like, my parents came to town and like, you know, we just had a lot going on. We did a lot of traveling and
the worst part about the 2 months of planning for all this, the whole series, asking the dad, the proposing, everything. The worst part was not talking to her about it because I talked to her about everything or I'm like, oh, I come into a predicament. I'm like, oh, should I go like this or do this? And then I would ask her and she would say, and then I would figure it out after that. And I couldn't for so long. And then that's why as soon as I proposed, we got home, I showed you the dad song. We filmed the reaction to that. I told you everything. I was like, okay, this is why. This is what happened. This is what was really happening. This is where I really went. This is how this worked. It was such a relief. I was like, oh, I do not want to do that again. I'm glad I only have to do this once in my life.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the proposal? It's been a lot. Like, it's not just like a simple, like, take you somewhere and propose.
I really liked it. Oh, okay. I just was like, it was just shocking. Yeah. I just was so like gobsmacked. I just did not see it coming at all.
I just thought it, I was like, cause I was like, okay, cool. It's cool to like, if we just go somewhere, maybe go to the first restaurant we ever went to or something and then propose and then that was it.
Yeah.
But I was like, but it would be cooler. Like, I feel like location isn't a big deal. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, if we just do it at Roy's house, it's somewhere we always go. Every time we see the seats or the room that we were in when we did that, our kids, I can be like, hey, I proposed right there. And that would be cool. And we don't have to go visit the place because I feel like most couples maybe go visit the place that they proposed maybe after the first year of being married. And then they probably never go back after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to see it all the time unless Roy tries to sell the house. We have to buy it.
Guess so.
Yeah.
That's too.
Yeah.
But
and,
no.
Then, and then we also were surrounded by our friends.
Yeah.
We were both, it was a really good reason for you to have your nails done. We were both dressed nicely. I just got a haircut.
Yeah.
And like, it was a good reason to hide all these things I needed to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really didn't see it coming. I probably wouldn't have worn what I wore.
Yeah.
And like certain things like that. But that's how you know it was such a surprise.
Yeah.
Like I just really had no clue. But I thought it was lovely. I thought it was just so memorable. Not so big that it was like a lot.
Yeah.
It still felt intimate, but not.
It was like just super close friends and family. That's it.
Yeah. So it still felt intimate, but it was. It still felt like a grand gesture.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It still felt like a big grand gesture. I know the effort and the planning and all of you know the stuff that went behind the scenes now, but. Even then, just knowing just all of the extra stuff that you had to do just to, like, have everybody involved and, like, you know, surprising everyone. Because I remember you telling me the other option that you had, which you would have, like, flown everyone out and it was, and, you know, which would have been awesome. But at the same time, I loved that it was such a surprise for everybody.
Yeah.
My parents were surprised. My brother was surprised. Aaron and Ronnie were surprised. Monette was shocked.
Your parents knew that I was going to do it because I asked for the blessing.
Yeah.
And they're still surprised because I planned it like
that. They were still surprised.
I was like, you got to wait for a month. Did it in 3 days.
I love that you kept that anonymity about it.
Yeah.
But it still felt like this big grand gesture.
I was so nervous. If you guys, I haven't seen the video yet of, well, we haven't seen it yet, but I'm assuming they're not going to put the first and second and third take. They're just going to mix it up because we got different angles for each one. That's why we did it multiple times. But if you could see like the first run of the song, second run of the song, I'm probably tapping my leg. I'm like, my hand is shaking.
I now see that you were nervous.
Yeah.
And even the way that you were like moving your legs, like during the singing parts, you would be like.
Yeah. And then there was at the very end, I was like singing. And then I decided on the last song or the third take, I switched hands. Just to like switch hands with the mic. And then my left hand was shaking like crazy and I had to switch it back immediately. I was like, whoa. And then I've done speeches in the past and I never mind doing speeches, especially if it's something I care about. But going through that speech and then getting on my knee and being in that position that everybody grows up seeing that, like, oh, you're going to do that one day. You see all these Disney princes doing it and all this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I practiced that speech. It's not very long, but it's I practiced that speech a million times. I pretty much didn't sleep the night before because I was practicing that speech, because the only alone time I get is when she falls asleep. So every night for like the last month, I would wait for her to fall asleep. And then as soon as she fell asleep, I would put my headphones in and then start doing like work and like studying and like all this stuff. And I got through the speech. And then when I opened the box, if you look, my hands are, I don't think they've ever shook that hard in my life. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even hold this thing still. And then she said, yes, I didn't even put the ring on. I got excited, stood up and then hugged her. And then I was like, oh, and then I got back on my knee and then took it out and then gave it to her.
That's so funny too, because
I tried to put it on the wrong hand too.
Yeah, I always see people talk about like how they'll look like perfect for their engagement, and then like all the photos would be like, oh my god, like I was like this the whole time. I had a double chin, yeah. I was crying, there's like tears falling down my neck, and I'm like, all the photos are literally me just like.
Yeah, me too. It's bad. My eyes are like, it looks like I got like poison ivy in my eyes.
We're bawling.
But then we took pictures after and they look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just funny. Like looking back at it now, I'm like, oh my gosh. Just seeing all of the hindsight, just seeing all the little things that went on during that day that I really didn't think twice about. And now I'm all like, oh, this makes so much sense.
And think about our kids. They're going to be able to watch this one day and be like, whoa, this is where the family started. Mm-hmm. This is like, because I always thought of the wedding as your family's birthday. So when you get married, that's the very beginning of the family. You've joined together. It's official. And then every anniversary is a family birthday to me. So they're going to be able to imagine like if that you could see your parents, how it happened for them, what they did, how like them being this young.
Yeah, that'd be
and
cool.
And be like, whoa. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be crazy. And now they have that.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's crazy. They can see my whole life pretty much.
Yeah.
They'd be like, dang, they can see from when I'm 15 to like, I guess forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can just see different parts of my life. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. They're like, dad, you were a professional boxer. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I was.
They're gonna be like, dang, that was a journey to find mom. Yeah,
it's gonna be, and then even the podcast, they can go back and be like, this is how they talked. They make inappropriate jokes too. Wow. I was saying like our kids are gonna be so weird.
They're gonna be so weird.
Maybe I could say what I was like. Oh, I bet little Alex is gonna make the most inappropriate jokes.
What?
You think the joke I made yesterday? You think that's funny?
I forgot it.
Where he's like, hey, candy?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, my kids, because we're very weird. We make jokes that you shouldn't make, but
I was a weird kid.
I bet my
too.
5-year-old son is going to make so many jokes. Like, one of my guy friends would come over, like Matt or something, and he's going to go over and be like, hey, I'll go with you for candy. And I'm like, dude, stop making that joke. It's not funny. It's hilarious, but don't make that joke, dude.
They're gonna be so funny, but it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, they better. I mean, they're gonna know not never to actually go, but they're gonna know that that's a funny joke. That's not good. Don't do that, sir.
Yeah, it's just gonna be
Matt. What
funny.
Would you say? You'd be like, what? What did you just say? What? Yeah, no. You'd be like, actually, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I feel like our kids are going to.
They're going to be weird.
I was in detention all the time. I was always getting in trouble, but it was always for being the class clown, always making jokes. My teacher would be laughing while they're writing me a detention slip every time.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to be definitely in
there. I was good. I didn't really get in trouble much, but I was weird.
Yeah.
As weird. Like, I, like, had this, like, weird voice, and I called my dad like Nane for a really long time.
Why?
I'd be like, hey, Nane. I don't know. I just did. And I had like this weird voice that I would do.
In, like French or something or Puerto Rican?
No, I just called him Nane. And I would say it really funny. And I just like I was super goofy growing up. Like I was weird.
Me too.
Yeah.
I feel like our son's going to be just he's gonna be a class clown, he's gonna do something, he's gonna get sent to detention, he's gonna sit down and he's like, dad, what are you doing here? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what I did. Alexis said I had to go to detention. So talk to your mom. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be funny. I feel like the teachers too are gonna like have like, we're gonna be at like parent conference, they're gonna be like he's funny, but like, where does he come up with this stuff? And we're like,
I don't know. Because we're so normal. We don't make any jokes like that. We disapprove of his.
That is really crazy. We disapprove. Have no idea how that could possibly happen. And then
like a secret fist bump. Like, my guy, that was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one. to conclude this.
Yeah.
I think we should have you fill in for Roy whenever he's sick or out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
is fun. I'm
always
happy to come on podcasts. I always think it's so fun. And
this is our first time just one-on-one. This is my first time without Roy.
Really?
Yeah. I've never done a podcast without Roy.
No way. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to fill in whenever.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. 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 If he needs some R&R or he's sick or,
and then to conclude this episode of the podcast, I'll give you little hints of what's coming up next in the series. I'm not going to tell you anything specific, but let me think. School. Deji. Which is, I was like, what?
Random.
But yeah, Deji's involved. You'll see him. You'll see him in the upcoming series. Surprises, reactions, and forever. Thank you, darling.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Forever.
Yeah. Voluntary imprisonment, baby. For life. And until then, do me a favor. Don't forget to remember, if you're not smiling, you're doing it wrong. Everybody go like our engagement picture that we posted yesterday. Now. And go comment something nice on the video.
Or else.
And like our TikToks about the engagement.
Or else.
Our reels about the engagement. And love you guys. Bye.
Bye.